Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, we are back. Sin Law Sportscast is back after about a year and a half away. Finally woke everybody up. We're tired of being lazy. Tired of being inconsistent. That's a lie. We're going to be still going to be inconsistent as ever, but at least we're going to have fun doing it. As always, I'm your host, Spencer Gowan, and with me for our special pre-draft edition, the one, the only, Ronald Z. Schottland. Ronnie, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me, Spencer. How you doing?
Oh, it's been a wild year and a half. All kinds of things are crazy. If you're following our social media posts, it's been, like I said, it's been about a year and a half since we post any material. All you need to know is that the Braves won the World Series. The Rams won the Super Bowl. Who won the NBA title? Was it the Bucks?
Yes.
The Bucks won the NBA title.
Yes, the Bucks won with Giannis.
They had the Olympics in China.
Yes.
China had the Olympics. A dude won the national championship for women's swimming. Betty White passed away, bless her heart. And now you're officially all caught up with everything in the world. A lot of things happened this past offseason. We'll kind of breeze through it a little bit. But ultimately, we want to just talk draft. Draft is tomorrow. This is it's April 27th. It's a big day tomorrow. Your own New Orleans Saints have two first-round picks with a big trade with the Philadelphia Eagles. The greedy bastards had three picks, traded, gave us one, and they still have two in the first round. So a lot of stuff to cover and everything. But first and foremost, to our friends, Richard and Brandon, who are missed out for today. They're pre-gaming for tomorrow, obviously, because they care so much about us. You know, they'll be with us soon. So hopefully, you know, next year and a half when we do the next episode after this, they'll
everybody will be here.
Hopefully so. Maybe Captain Columbia will join us too.
Ooh, my friend Juan.
Who? Who's Juan? I know Captain Columbia.
Captain Columbia.
Captain Columbia. All right, so let's touch up on it real quick. What Ronnie and I kind of figured to do is if you go onto PFF.com, that's Pro Football Focus, I believe the name is the website, but they do a mock draft simulator, and so Ronnie and I are sitting here, and we're going to go through our own little mock draft for everybody. So, just because everybody has their own little thing, I don't care what your mock draft says, you're going to listen to ours. So, real quick, first on the clock, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ronnie, how about you take this one away? Where is Jacksonville going to go? They kind of need a little bit of everything, a lot of defensive help, especially.
Yes.
Very proactive in this offseason offensively. Where do you see them going with the first pick in the draft?
Well, yeah, they do need a lot of defensive help, but I think they're going to go with the best defensive player in this draft, which is Michigan's own Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end.
Aiden Hutchinson was a great player. I think he benefited a lot from a weaker Big 12 conference, but he was a Heisman candidate. There were other players defensively that performed better than he did, but he still got the nod. Next up, you have the Detroit Lions. Detroit, according to PFF, need a quarterback, a linebacker, and a defensive back. We saw one NFL analyst on his mock draft stated that they were going to pick Kenny Pickett at number two. And quite honestly, hot take, I'd be stunned. I don't think there's a quarterback in this draft worth the top five.
No.
I have a little bias towards a particular quarterback in this draft, but even I'm not crazy enough to say that he's a top 10 pick. No. He's middle of the road, maybe the back end of the first. I don't know. But the quarterback, linebacker, defensive back, I'd say they go defense. Ronnie, where do the Detroit Lions go at number two overall?
I think what they're going to go to, they're going to go, and I'm looking at one of these mock drafts I'm going here. One of them, they're picking Sauce Gardner, Ahmad Gardner, cornerback from Cincinnati. But I think what they're going to go to, the Detroit Lions, I think are going to pick Trayvon Walker, defensive end from Georgia.
He has shot up a lot of the boards. He's caught up. I saw a report on Bleacher Report earlier that said that Shad Khan and the GM over there are torn at the moment. Shad Khan really wants to get Aiden Hutchinson, but the GM wants
Trayvon Walker
from Georgia.
Yeah. But anywhere you go, I mean, they're going to, I mean, whichever one you pick, they're going to be a top pick anyway. I mean, they're going to do good for your defense anyway. I mean, you plug them in, they're going to go right away. They're going to play right away.
Yeah. I either way, they're both top five.
Yeah, well, you could say 1A, 1B, whichever one you could put 1A, 1B.
Yeah, I guess I just don't know enough about Trevon Walker to make any kind of... I just know he played on a dominant defensive line for Georgia, who won the national championship, who we did leave out on our quick recap as soon as the episode opened up. Next up at number three, you have the Houston Texans, and according to PFF, they need everything. So, really and truthfully, they can go best player available. Their picks, really and truthfully, are everywhere. God, they just need so much help. They trade away Deshaun Watson. He finally got out of Houston. He's with Cleveland now. But I think Davis Mills played pretty decent for them this season. Rookie out of... Was he even drafted, Davis Mills?
If he was, it was late. It was probably four or seven rounds. It wasn't probably the top three rounds.
He had to be a late round.
He had to be a late round.
I don't even know if Davis Mills was drafted. But, I mean, stepped in, played solid. They showed flashes. And, I mean, they weren't going to keep Deshaun Watson anyway.
No,
he was out the door.
Yes.
But anyway, getting back to Houston. Ronnie, if you are running the Houston Texans right now and you need everything, where would you go? Who is the pick at number three?
I'm thinking right here, and I'm looking at this guy here, and I was watching a few games, when he was good and he was healthy, he was a beast on the field. Now, when he was hurt, it was hard for him to get on the field. But I think the Houston Texans would do good with Oregon's defensive end, Kayvon Thibodeau.
Not bad. I see him falling down a lot of boards. I saw one. They had him falling to like 12.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think he drops that far.
No, there's no way he would drop that much. I mean, I know there was a couple of times I watched in Oregon, and he had hurt his foot or whatever for something. I forgot what it was, and he was out the rest of the game. But when he was on that field, I mean, he was just dominating that defensive line. I mean,
yeah, he got dinged up. But, you know, I think one thing that holds him back is because there was a report that came out. Dan Campbell said that he was not a fan of Thibodeau. Was not a fan. And that's at number two for the better part of the year. The consensus first overall pick was Thibodeau. And I guess once he got hurt, and I don't really understand. I think he did as solid as pro day. But I don't know why he would fall that far. But personally, I think if you're Houston and you need absolutely everything, and there's not a quarterback that's worth that, I would trade down. I know there's a lot of teams trying to trade down. Saw a report today, Seattle is shopping the number 9 pick very hard. They're trying to get out of that pick. Yeah. Probably to fall back and pick a quarterback with their value. They don't want to grab a guy at number 9. But if I am Houston, I'm probably going to go offensive line.
Yeah,
you get one of those big tackles that are out there.
Yeah,
but that being said, we're going to move on to number four, a team that I think can be sneaky. This is a with the new wild card format. There's 7 teams that make the playoffs in that conference. Did they make any huge splash plays? Not really, but they made solid pickups this offseason. We're talking about the New York Jets. PFF has them needing a receiver, a linebacker, and a corner. I think that they're heavy talks right now for Deebo Samuel. They tried very hard to get Tyreek Hill. Of course, they fell flat on their face. They offered... So, the Jets have 2 firsts, and I want to say they have 2 seconds also. Okay. And they offered their seconds to try to get Tyreek. They didn't want to give up their number 4 or their number 10 pick. But now you're talking about getting Deebo Samuel. Now, do the Jets offer the number 10 pick? Because I doubt they give up number 4. Do they give up the number 10 pick? And if so, what would make if you only were offering two second round picks for Tyreek, would you say that number 10 pick is available for Debo? Is Debo that much better than Tyreek? Or,
well, but the way that it's going and the way with all this been happening all this offseason, people jumping up and jumping up in first rounds and giving up all kind of first rounds, you have to give up something, a high pick. There is no way you're going to give up less than a first for all these running backs and receivers. There's no way. I mean, look what they're giving up for these quarterbacks. I mean, you're giving up two firsts for certain quarterbacks.
Well, I think with the quarterbacks, there's such a more important position than say receiver. But I'm just trying to think, why would you entertain the 10th pick? I guess they know they have to if they want to get a solid receiver because they missed out on the two.
Exactly. And because what other receiver would, okay, let's just say they draft a running back or a wide receiver, whatever. Is that running back wide receiver right now is going to play as good as if you plug in Debo Samuel?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No,
absolutely not. Well, then if you want to be relevant in that division, and I know you're going against, I know you don't have Tom Brady no more in the Patriots, but you still have the Dolphins now with Tyreek Hill and the Dolphins. You still have the Patriots that can still, you know, that still has good players.
Yeah, they got Devontae Parker, and I don't care what anybody says, Devontae is going to be.
Yes.
Man, I really do like Devontae. And when he's healthy, he's really good.
And then
good.
You got the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen. Stephon Diggs, and then you got Von Miller now that's in that defensive
Buffalo,
line
yeah.
that went to Buffalo. And according to what everybody's saying, the next step for Buffalo is actually Super Bowl or bust. I hate to say this, but it's Super Bowl bust for Buffalo. So they're going to have to load up. So if you have to get some kind of value, or you have to get some kind of superstar player just so you can help in that, because if not, then you done.
Absolutely.
You done.
So let's get back to the picks and everything. You just highlighted the reason why I would go this route. You got Devontae Parker. You got Tyreek Hill. You got Stephon Diggs. What cornerback do the Jets have to cover any of these guys? Nobody. So I think, and of course we're looking on the boards, two names, Derek Stingley and Ahmad Garner, but I really, 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 really like Ahmad Garner.
Yes.
At number four.
Yes.
That's who we would go with. Let's move on to the New York Giants. Need an offensive line, and they need defensive help as well. I think this is going to be an easy selection because according to PFF, the number 3, 5, and 6 guys are available on the board. Charles Cross, tackle out of Mississippi State. Akeem Ekwonu out of North Carolina State. And also Evan Neal out of Alabama. I think it's a given. You still have Daniel Jones in the building. They have yet to give up on him. You got to give him somebody. Yeah. Ronnie, which one of those three tackles do they go? Or do they surprise everybody else and go in a different direction?
Well, if you want to keep Daniel Jones upright and not fall flat on his face every play, you need some kind of help to protect him. So they're gonna need some kind of offensive tackle to help him, or some kind of offensive player to help him.
So
I'm thinking they're gonna go off of that Akeem Ekwonu. I guess that's how you pronounce
Akeem Ekwonu,
it.
Yeah, yeah, out of North Carolina State.
Out of North Carolina State.
We have the NFL Network in the background, the path of the draft, and they just showed some highlights of that boy just rolling. He is very mobile. I think it's going to be a good pickup. Next up, you have the Carolina Panthers, who have realized real quick that Darnold just ain't it. Darnold ain't it. And we knew that when he was with the Jets, you kind of automatically assume, oh, you know, he's struggling because it's the Jets. When he comes to Carolina, it has a little bit more help. I mean, you have a hurt running back all the time, but at the same time, Darnold ain't it. They had to rotate three quarterbacks. They brought in Cam Newton to come play a little bit. P.J. Walker got a few snaps at quarterback. That QB room is a mess, and you would think they go QB at number 6, but ultimately. But I don't think they're in a tough spot because I don't think there's a quarterback worthy of number 6.
That's what I'm saying.
According to PFF, they still need offensive line help. You still have, like I said, Charles Cross and Evan Neal. There's a few options. You still have PFF has Derek Stingley at number 2 overall, and he's still on the board here at number 6. Ronnie, where do the Carolina Panthers go at number six?
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these mock drafts. One of them looking at, they have Malik Willis going to him, but I don't think none of these quarterbacks right now are worth the sixth pick. And even if you would put Malik Willis in there, is he ready? Is he a, is any of these quarterbacks that they're going to, if they would draft him, day one starters? My opinion, I don't think they're day one starters.
Oh, God, no.
I don't think any of them are day one starters. And if you put him on there day one, he will, and he's not ready, you just ruin your franchise quarterback. You spend all that money for a franchise quarterback for nothing, you ruin him.
Malik Willis and Kenny Pickett are going to start day one, but they're both going to get absolutely murdered. I don't want to wish anything on them.
So my thing about it is that if you want Sam Darnold to do good, do like what you're doing with Daniel Jones. Keep him upright. I think they...
But I saw he caught a lot of steam. A lot of people put him in the top 10. But Neil, Ronnie, you say Jermaine Johnson. I think we're going to go ahead and plug him in here just so we can move on.
Yeah.
We're rolling with this thing, man. We're 17 minutes into this episode. All right, next up, you have the Atlanta Falcons at number 8. Nobody cares about this pick, but we're going to go ahead and pick for them. Ronnie, is there a quarterback that comes off the board right here at number 8?
I wouldn't think... But you know the Atlanta Falcons. No telling what they're going to do. They got rid of Matt Ryan. They traded Matt Ryan.
And he got Mariota for 2 years.
Marcus Mariota. Okay. So Marcus Mariota would need, because some of your weapons, like you said, you lost.
He has nobody to throw to.
Yeah, he has nobody to throw to. Okay. So if he has nobody to throw to, let's give him a wide receiver. I would say, and one of the mock drafts, I would say, let's give him Garrett Wilson, wide receiver from Ohio State.
That's actually a solid pick. I think that would greatly help, because you're going to have Ridley out for quite some time. Next up, you have the Seattle Seahawks, who were at number 9, like we said earlier, have been shopping around the pick. They're trying to get out of it. But they're stuck with it because we're not doing trades in this draft. They need a quarterback because you got Drew Lock. They just made the big deal. Russell Wilson's out of the building. He's with Denver now. They picked up Drew Lock. They picked up
tight end
Noah Fant
from Denver. Yeah, because that was one of that mega trade.
And of course, they got this pick right here. So because you bring in, do you go quarterback? Because you would have to get an upgraded quarterback. But is anybody going? DK Metcalf himself was saying that Drew Lock's the guy.
Now, and I also heard this, too, and I don't know if that's true. I know they were saying something that they might, I don't know, I heard reports, I don't know if that's true. They might want to, they were trying to shop DK Metcalf and get.
He's not going to go anywhere, though. I would absolutely love
to. Okay, let's just say you get rid of DK Metcalf. What do you think he's worth? Two first? One first?
Oh, first is some change. I know I joked about it the other day on our chat, but I would absolutely love for the Saints to take one of our first round picks, call Seattle up. Hey, look, you need another guy. We'll take DK off your hands, and we'll worry about that contract next year because he's going to be owed big money.
Ooh, so you would have DK Metcalf and then Michael Thomas. Wow.
And you got Jameis Winston, and Jameis Winston has a cannon for arm. You go get DK. You do not have to worry about getting a quarterback in this draft. You can go get an offensive lineman. One of these other guys that are left on the board. But anyway, we're talking about Seattle. I think this is where a quarterback comes off the board. You're going to have to get they're going to get I say Malik Willis would probably go here. He's going to immediately compete with Drew Lock for that position. So we're going to go ahead and plug in Malik Willis.
So Malik Willis, okay, so
at number 9 to Seattle.
So the first quarterback will go off of number 9. So really you would have a quarterback in the top 10.
Yeah, I don't think it's really going to happen, but we'll see. Next up, Jets are back on the clock. They need a wide receiver, a linebacker. We already drafted Sauce Gardner for him, so we're going to kind of speed this up, Ronald Shotland. So let's go. Guess who I just looked at? Look at our board, and look who the number one top available player is. Derek Stingley out of LSU.
Wow. Okay. Well, if that's the case,
But you picked Sauce Gardner. Already at number three.
Yeah, we did pick Sauce Gardner.
Number four, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we did pick Sauce Gardner.
They got a wide receiver here.
Yeah, we need a wide receiver. Weapon? Yeah. I think we should pick him, and I'm looking at one of them. Ooh. I think we should get Drake London, wide receiver out of USC for him.
So we're going to bypass Jameis Williams out of Alabama. Next up, you got the Washington Commanders. The Commanders. I really wish they would have went with Red Wolves, but that we're going to bypass all that talk and everything. But anyway, the Washington Commanders are on the clock. They need a quarterback. They went and got Carson Wentz. He's only going to be a bridge quarterback. They need offensive line help. Brandon Scherff is out the building. That's a guy that they heavily invested in years ago. He was solid. Poor dude wasted his career over there so far. And they also need defensive line help. But this is we're at a spot now where there's a handful of guys that have fallen that we did not expect to fall, i.e., you got Charles Cross, tackle out of Mississippi State, still available. Derek Stingley, still available. Derek Stingley, according to us, has fallen out of the top 10. They will not get definitely the next pick. They're not going to go. But if you're the Washington Commanders, Ronnie, I'm going to let you take this one away. Where do you go? You need a quarterback, you need a guard, a center, and a linebacker. You have some solid pieces. You have guys like Devin Lloyd out of Utah. You got George Karloftis out of Purdue that are here available. Which one do you go that route, or do you go quarterback? Do you put a guy behind Carson Wentz to compete with and groom, even though you still have Taylor Heineke
there as well? No, I don't think Washington's going to go with a quarterback. I don't think they would. I don't think they're going to go with a quarterback. Let's see here. I have one of them. They show, yeah. And what is their need to?
They need a quarterback, a guard, a center, and a linebacker.
Who?
I kind of have who I would pick, and it's I don't know. I feel like if there's a time, Derek Stingley's fell into the 11th pick. It's kind of like the lot with the New Orleans Saints when we had Marshawn Lattimore fall to us. Everybody thought Lattimore was going to be a top five guy. He falls because he had injury concerns. Yes. And he probably would have fell further had Kansas City not jumped in front of us, and we would have gotten Pat Mahomes. But that's a story for another day.
Yes.
So, dude, do they just go ahead and grab the best player available off the board here?
Yeah, because I have one of them. I'm looking at the mock draft. Them picking Kyle Hamilton, that safety.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that goes in the top 10. Also, he had a poor 40 time. I think he ran like a 4.7. Yeah, like a
wow. Okay,
it was. I think that was an unofficial time. I think he did better, but I did see reports that he kind of slipped.
But then also, too, I mean, I think they put, and I don't know, maybe you can, I don't know if you disagree with me, all these, the combine, and I know some of these combines, I know they do that. They want to make, they doing that just to see how well they work or whatever. But some of that, I don't know. I think they put too much stock in that combine.
I think so. I think it's a number. People really love it, and it's exciting to watch. I can't wait to
see. But they put too much stock because, I mean, you don't know what he's done. I mean, yeah, he can run a 4.4 40.
Yeah, these dudes are
4.24, whatever, but then he can go on the field and then.
Well, they're sprinting without pads on and everything.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like, you don't know what he's. All you're doing is seeing the guy run just to see how fast he runs. Yeah, that's fine if he can run good. But you don't know if he can. Let's say if it's a defensive guy, you don't know how good can he cover the wide receiver.
Yeah.
Or if the wide receiver, how good can he catch the ball, you know, just by running. I mean, yeah, he can run all he wants. Yeah, I mean, heck, I could tell you to run all this time, but can you catch the ball if I throw the ball to you?
Yeah. So, anyway, let's go ahead. Ronnie, Washington, who do they pick at number 11?
Let's see. Well, I think, and I'm looking at one of these mock drafts.
Mock draft be damned. Where do you go? If you're Washington right now, you're looking at your board, where do you go?
Let's see where we're going to go to. I would pick, and what are their needs?
They need a quarterback, offensive lineman, a linebacker.
Actually, I'm looking at one of them. I'm looking at this linebacker, inside linebacker.
Clock's back to spy, Ronnie. We got to go.
Yeah. I think I should pick, and I know they dropped down. Let's pick inside linebacker, Georgia, N'Kobe Dean.
N'Kobe Dean? Wow. Okay, moving on. I think Minnesota Vikings are now on the clock. They need an offensive line. They need an edge rusher, but they also need a cornerback. This is a no-brainer. Derek Stingley is available. Yeah. He's gonna get nabbed right there. Yeah. Let's move on. We're not gonna spend any more time on that. Number 13, the Houston Texans with the first round pick from the Cleveland Browns via the Deshaun Watson trade. Again, they need everything. They picked. We had them picking Kayvon Thibodeau at number 3. You have guys like Charles Cross, Kyle Hamilton, Jameis Williams. How is he going to do coming back from injury? Trent McDuffie from Washington. I know he's available. That's somebody I think has a lot of potential. You still got guys like Devin Lloyd. They need. Do they go? They just need everything.
Well, I think what they should do is protect Davis Mills. I think they should go with offensive tackle. So I think they should do Charles Cross, offensive tackle from Mississippi State.
I think it's a solid pick. Next up, the Baltimore Ravens at number 14. They need a defensive line help, but they also need cornerbacks as well. This is a spot where you have Trent McDuffie is a guy that was available for a lot of picks because everybody had Stingley going top 10, top 5. Of course, we just kind of going with our gut on this. He fell. Stingley is now off the board. I think Baltimore, they you get either Kyle Hamilton or Trent McDuffie, but I don't think they need safety. You still got Humphreys back there.
Marlon Humphreys.
Yeah. So and I don't think there's a defensive lineman immediately that screams out like, hey, look at me. Jordan Davis out of Georgia would be the only other one I would think. Big interior line guy. So, Ronnie, do they go the interior line or do they go defensive back?
I think they should pick, like I said, this one might be a good one because I know Baltimore is defense.
Yeah,
Every time you hear Baltimore, when you think of Baltimore, you think of defense. And I think they should pick another defensive guy. I think they should do Trent McDuffie, cornerback from Washington.
Trent McDuffie, okay. Let's see. Let's go ahead and McDuffie. Kyle Hamilton continues to slide down the board, and I think the slide stops here at number 15.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins trade their pick away to the Philadelphia Eagles. Like I said, Philly had 3 first-round picks at one point in time. The New Orleans Saints grab one. They need linebacker and defensive back help. Kyle Hamilton, I think, would be the pick right
Kyle
here.
Kyle Hamilton,
And whoever they get at number 18 is still going to be solid. This draft is so deep. So Kyle Hamilton goes number 15. Up next, and we're right at our halfway point, the New Orleans Saints at number 16. According to PFF, we need a quarterback, wide receiver, tackle. I think those are some very obvious ones. Do you feel comfortable enough with Jameis Winston and Andy Dalton in the building to where we do not need to draft a quarterback in the first round? With either of our 2 first-round picks.
Man, I know. We've been talking about that. Man. But the problem is that, I know, you pick these quarterbacks. Let's just say you pick a quarterback. Let's say you pick Kenny Pickett. And I know Jameis Winston's there for 1-year deal.
2-year.
It's a 2-year deal?
Yeah. Him and Dalton both, I think, are on 2-year deals.
Okay. So you let Kenny Pickett sit. And do you just let him sit and just wait until Jameis' contract ends and let him go in and Kenny Pickett start? Wow, man, but we still need some other, like, wide receivers.
But do the Saints take Kenny Pickett? Is there another quarterback out there that they like?
Yeah, because... Yeah,
you know who's a quarterback that I saw they were highly scouting? Sam Howell.
Okay.
Out of UNC.
Okay, this is what I'm thinking with... And this is just my opinion what they should do. They should go, and this is what I'm going to do with this next draft, with this pick right here, what they're going to do. I think they should pick right now Chris Olave from Ohio State wide receiver, compliment Michael Thomas.
So you're going to take Olave over Jameson Williams from Alabama.
Well, that's
well, Jameis Williams has some injury issues and everything.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing too with Jameson Williams. We're just talking about that. Remember right after he had tore his ACL, because he's the one that tore his ACL for the championship against Georgia. Right. Well, that's when I was asking you right after that. How long does it take for an ACL injury to heal up?
It seems like every year they're healing faster from ACL injuries. But if I'm going to pick up a guy in the first round who's coming off an ACL injury, who's I'm babying him. We get Jameis Williams. You probably don't see him till like maybe October, just to be on the safe side. AP is the only person I could think that had an ACL tear, came back and played, but he's just one in a million. So, but if you're looking for a guy to immediately play, you would go Olave. But real quick, we are at the halfway point of the draft, but we're also at the halfway point of the episode. So hang tight. Got to plug in our little commercial from Anchor, who does all of our podcasts. They're growing. They're doing a lot more stuff. They're actually doing video podcasting now. And so that is something we are going to be looking into. So we're going to take a brief pause. Hear this shameless plug, and we'll be right back. And we are back. Nice little intermission. We're good, hydrated, ready to go. And we're going to go ahead and pop this thing off immediately. Let's jump into it. Number 17, the Los Angeles Chargers. They apparently need a wide receiver, a tackle, and a cornerback. They went and got Khalil Mack this offseason. Big, big, big acquisition to chase down the AFC West that just got a lot better with Russell Wilson. Of course, you're still chasing Pat Mahomes. That's going to be a tough division. You got Derek Carr just re-upped, saved some money so they can turn around and go get, old boy from Davante Adams.
Yes.
That's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yes, that will be.
Him in Vegas. So, Chargers, who do they go at number 17?
Well, I'm looking at this and I'm looking at yours, and I think the best available, if you're going. What wide receiver they need? They have needs.
They have that listed. I don't. I think Mike Williams is still there, and with I see his face. Keenan Allen. I want to say they're still there, but so I'm not sure what the need for a wide receiver would be. But I think they can go elsewhere with this pick. Really, this is kind of one of those picks where it's the best player available. And you just take the guy that you like that's available on the board. You have guys, Devin Lloyd from Utah is still available. Devontae White from Georgia is available. Jordan Davis. There's a lot of these Georgia boys that are still on the board. As far as if they're looking for cornerbacks, it's kind of thin. According to PFF, Andrew Booth out of Clemson would be the next best corner. I know there was a lot of talk about Jalen Petrie, cornerback from Baylor, being available. Kyrie Elam from Florida. But I think you would end up going best player available. You go get a guy to protect your investment in Justin Herbert. They'll end up going with a tackle, and it's going to break some of our hearts, but it's a guy that we mock draft several times over. Unless, Ronnie, you have any objections, Bernhard Raimann, tackle from Central Michigan, who, according to a lot of people, is going to be really good.
Yes, and I saw one of the mock drafts. They had us taking that.
Well, we played around with our mock drafts on Facebook, and I think Brandon and I kept consistently putting Raimann on the board since we don't have a left tackle. I saw they're going to let is it Hurts? Is the left tackle the filled in for Armstead last year? I can't remember his name. It's eluding me at the moment. But the tackle that filled in for Armstead, he played majority of the year, and I think they're going to let him start and compete for the job. So, but if you have a big talent available, you're going to nab it. But unfortunately, it's not meant to be. I think they go with the smart play here and go pick up their tackle. Next up is the second pick for the Philadelphia Eagles. They're on the clock. They picked up the safety Kyle Hamilton out of Notre Dame with our first pick. Next up, they need defensive help. So do they go after old boy from Purdue, Devin Lloyd out of Utah? Do they get one of these Georgia guys? Jordan Davis, I think, was the according to ADP, the public ADP that PFF has. Really, truthfully, it'd be Georgia Karlaftis. Oh, Lord. Butchering the dude's name. Yeah. Karlaftis?
Karlaftis, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll let's go like that.
Yes. Go with him. The edge rusher out of Purdue would essentially be that pick. Next up, the Saints, number 19. We're back on the clock. again, we just talked about losing a tackle. The guy from Northern Illinois, I know, was talked heavily about the other day, Trevor Panning. He's climbed up the boards. His average draft position is 24, 25. So that would have him fall into like the Cowboys, the Bills range. He's the 35th overall PFF graded player on the available. But we already picked a receiver at number 16. What do you do? Do you pull the trigger on a quarterback, Ronnie?
No. I think we should get an offensive tackle to replace a Teron Armstead that left to go to Miami. So, like you were saying, I think we should get that Trevor Penning.
Okay. Trevor Penning is the pick. Next up, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They also need a tackle, but they also have a glaring need at quarterback. Interesting enough for them is they went and picked up Mitch Trubisky, who sat the bench in Buffalo behind Josh Allen. A lot of people like Trubisky. Do you give him the benefit of the doubt because he played for the Chicago Bears and actually had no help out there? Or, I mean, he's going to have his chance to shine. They do have some weapons out there in Pittsburgh. They got a young running back. They got some receiver help, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, Chase Claypool came out. I mean, he was good.
If he quit taunting. I think he's still taunting right now, especially when they're on the board. But I would think this is the pick they go quarterback, and it seems to me we only picked one quarterback so far, and that was Malik Willis.
Malik Willis, yes.
Do they go ahead and pull the trigger on the local boy, Kenny Pickett?
Yeah.
A quarterback at Pitt University.
Because a lot of people were talking about, I mean, when they first, I think it was right after, at the end of January, beginning of February, right before the Super Bowl, they were talking about that. Do you need that? Right after Ben Roethlisberger said he was ready to retire, they were saying, okay, well, let's get, you know, everybody was saying, okay, well, they were going to get that local boy, Kenny Pickett.
And he does, it's my understanding, he already has a very strong relationship with the staff in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin has been with him a lot. So I think it's a no-brainer. Next up, you have the New England Patriots at number 21. Need several different positions, especially all over the defense. They says that here they need a receiver, but I don't know if they accounted for the fact that they added Devontae Parker to the team. Also, Mac Jones was a very pleasant surprise last year for the Patriots. Despite not having a ton of help over there, if you looked at them offensively, they seemed to me very thin. But Mac Jones really showed a lot of maturity and played relatively well.
Yeah, and he played good in the pocket. So even though when the pocket would break down, he would step up into the pocket and he would throw. I mean, he wasn't scared to throw.
Yeah, he did. He really did a great job. He surprised the hell out of me. I definitely did not think he was going to be the best quarterback in that draft so far. I mean, it's only first year. I mean, is Trevor Lawrence going to be the guy that everybody says he is? Only time will tell. But at number 21, I feel like they would go, and we are talking about Bill Belichick, who's a defensive-minded guy. I honestly think he's going to go with a linebacker. Devin Lloyd, I think linebacker out of Utah would be the pick. It's the smart pick.
Yes, it is.
We've never known Bill Belichick to go with the sexy, flashy pick. Yeah. It's always been when they would get like Gerard Mayo and some of these other dudes, and like they went with the safe pick last year. The year before they didn't have a first round pick. Everybody laughed. It was the COVID year. His first pick was a safety from a D2 college. Still, the best moment for me ever in any draft was the pictures of his dog sitting in front of his computer, just making the picks. And that dog was a better GM than probably about 25 other GMs around the NFL. Devin Lloyd is definitely the pick here at 21. Moving on to number 22, the Green Bay Packers.
Oh,
Devontae Adams is out of the building. Re-signed. Aaron Rodgers is pretty much bleeding you for everything you're worth. You know, Jordan Love be damned. It doesn't look like he's going to get a chance anywhere anytime soon. Well, he's going to have to be out the building.
Well, the thing about it, they need to, and this is my opinion, they need to put Jordan Love on the field a little bit as an audition. What he's going to do for the season is audition for another team.
I don't think it's going to be possible for him because you're paying – Aaron Rodgers $50 million to not take the snaps? You can't. I don't think it makes any sense.
I'm not telling him to stay on the field the whole time, but I'm telling him, like, saying, like, put Aaron Rodgers on there, or then whenever you're ahead,
put give Jordan him like Love, some, oh, like in garbage time.
And give him garbage time. That way, at least you have some kind of audition, say, okay, this is what Jordan Love is doing. This is what we're going to offer you. At least give him some kind of thing instead of saying, you know, because if not, then they're going to say, well, what is he worth? What does he do? Is he good on the field? We don't want to pay for somebody that's not on the field. We don't know if he's good or not.
Yeah. No, and it was a stupid pick for them, especially seeing that the route that they've went.
Well, I think what it was is that they did that to, I have a feeling they did that to Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers says that he didn't want to be there no more unless they paid, you know, and all that stuff. So they said, well, guess what? We're gonna get somebody to replace you. That way you can say, oh, you know, you can leave. Well, that backfired real quick.
Jokes on the Green Bay Packers organization, because Aaron Rodgers definitely won that. But anyway, does he finally get a wide receiver in the first round? I'm looking at one in particular. He is ranked number 9. On the PFF grading, he is average draft position of 12.8, so he'd be a 12th pick. Jameis Williams out of Alabama. Do they invest? Go ahead and get him. You got a couple years left with Aaron Rodgers. Go ahead and take that gamble.
Exactly.
Go ahead and get that receiver.
Exactly. Get that receiver. And he's good, too. I mean, I know, like you said, he had that ACL injury for the championship, and you don't know how good he's going to start, but at least if you know if he's going to start, he's going to start right away. But you just don't know when he's going to start. It all depends. It's based on certain ACL injuries. Now, it could be the beginning of the season, or like you said, it could be
midway through. Yeah.
I guess it depends on the type of person.
Yeah. Next up, you got the Arizona Cardinals at number 23. The drama that is the Kyler Murray saga of right now. At one point in time, I think removed all of their stuff off of any Arizona Cardinals stuff off of social media. Does he get that long-term deal that he's looking for? There was a lot of questions about his leadership skills. He's not that fiery character. He's very low-key, cool, calm, collecting, does his thing. So according to Arizona's board right here with their needs, they need a guard, center, defensive, an interior defensive lineman, but also a cornerback. You would think that to kind of help satisfy, because you have Christian Kirk is out the building. You just re-signed James Conner to a deal. So there's still some weapons there. There's still Hopkins.
Yeah,
Hopkins is still there.
DeAndre Hopkins, yes.
So all you need is Hopkins. You still have weapons. So do you go get the offensive lineman? You got Tyler Lindenbaum from Iowa is available. Jordan Davis from Georgia. I don't think he falls this far. Devontae Wyatt out of Georgia. Those two defensive linemen. Or do you go get a guy like Sky Moore from Western Michigan? Do you go get another defensive back like Andrew Booth? There's a lot of places that Arizona can go right now. Ronnie, if you are the general manager of the Arizona Cardinals, you got a disgruntled quarterback right now, who are you getting? Are you going to, hey, I'm going to protect you while you scramble for your life with the offensive lineman? Do you go get another wide receiver to kind of fill in for Christian Kirk? Do you go get a defensive back? Where are you going?
Ooh, well, I'm looking at one of these mock drafts, and I know for him actually to be happy, he needs to have some more weapons. So I'm thinking he get him another good wide receiver. So I'm looking at one of this, and I'm thinking we should get. Actually, I'm looking at Treylon Burks, wide receiver from Arkansas.
Ooh, I honestly think Burks. So of course, a lot of our listeners, you know, big SEC fans, we the LSU fans and stuff. If you watched any SEC ball and watched Arkansas, Treylon Burks, that big SOB, holy hell, that dude is good. And honestly, he's not the burner like the guys from like Garrett Wilson or Olave. He's a big body receiver. If I think he's a faster version of Michael Thomas. He can burn you. I've seen him burn guys in college. I think that would be an awesome weapon for somebody. I don't think he goes to Arizona, but who knows? There's no telling. This draft is so deep.
Yeah, this is dead, and you may never know. What are we going to pick? He might go up. He might drop more. You don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if New Orleans picks him. Depending on how high Olave's stock went. He may jump Jameis Wilson. I don't know. So next up, you got the Dallas Cowboys at number 24. They definitely need offensive line help. They traded away. I think the big move is they traded away Lyle Collins. He is with Cincinnati.
Yeah, and then Amari Cooper's gone.
Amari Cooper's gone.
To the Cleveland Browns.
Randy Gregory's gone.
Yes.
He went to Denver. He went to go where it's legal. He ain't worried about a damn thing.
Yeah.
I still remember, real quick, draft story. I remember when Randy Gregory was highly touted to be a first-round pick, and he interviewed with New Orleans. And during his visit to New Orleans, he said that New Orleans was nothing special. Like, he didn't like New Orleans, and a lot of the fans just gave him hell. Come to find out, his stock would plummet because he was positive for marijuana, which was big time illegal in the league at that time. So he fell out of the first round. I think he got drafted in like the fourth round or something. Like, he fell tremendously. Yeah. But he
had all kind of issues too. Yeah, I remember for the draft stuff. I mean, a lot of off the field issues that he had. That's another reason why he dropped so much too. I mean,
He's collecting money big time with the Denver Broncos as of now. But anyway, so Dallas has a lot of needs, especially on the defensive side of the ball and offensive side. So,
yeah. Now, another thing, I was going back and I was watching this, that I heard that Jerry Jones and them, they were saying that they're are open to trading up in the draft too. Now, I don't know who they're going to want to get, if that would be good or what, but that's going to be hard. I don't know what they have to give up.
I don't know. I think they would, just because Jerry Jones is going to find a guy. So we just talked about Treylon Burks, Arkansas. Well, that, of course, that's Jerry Jones alumni. He loves his Arkansas kids. I don't think he would go get a guy like him, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least bit. I think if they have any sense, I think they go with the defensive line. I think this is kind of where Jordan Davis finally comes off the board.
Yes.
That would be one of the better picks.
And that's a beast. He would help a lot.
Absolutely. Moving on to the Buffalo Bills at number 25. So that's another team that could use some help on the defensive front. You have Ed Oliver, our boy.
Yes.
Yes, Ed Oliver, our local guy. He was in Bunky the other day. It was at the Piggly Wiggly in Bunky.
Oh, he was.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Lions Market.
The Lions Market. Yeah. When?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I actually saw him at Broken Wheel Brewery over the summer last year. So I went for lunch and he was in there. And he popped up and I just didn't want to be like one of those fanboys to run up and talk to him.
And I went to the Lions Market that Saturday before Easter too.
Oh, Lord. No, this is, I think, a little bit before that. But he is from Avoyelles Parish, or his family is big time from Avoyelles Parish. Anyway, Bills don't really need a lot. I think they're really solid just about everywhere. I honestly think they need running back help. They don't have a guy that really and truthfully can run the ball. You got Singletary. You got, what's his name? Wood? No, not Wood. Dang it. Anyway, they don't have it. That should tell you something. They don't have really a standout running back to.
Yeah. They have that. There's one that they said that a lot of this that's coming out, the running back, I forgot his name.
Walker from Michigan State?
Yes.
He's like the prominent running back, but he's not a first round guy. I don't see there's not a running back this year.
There is no running backs that's good enough. I mean,
well, if you look at the last 10 years, unless there's been a running back that has really and truthfully just knocked it out the park. Yeah. Running backs haven't been taken in the first round.
And usually, like you said, running backs in the NFL only last, an average is, 3.5 years? an average lifespan of a running back is
like a running back in their prime. I'm willing to sit here and say in the realm of like 5-6 years. Look at McCaffrey. McCaffrey has yet to have a, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think he's had a full season healthy.
No, because he was always hurt.
Is he still on your fantasy team? Are you going to keep him?
No, did I?
You had McCaffrey.
I had McCaffrey.
I saw a video on Facebook, guys, like if you're the guy at the 7th pick in the first round and Christian McCaffrey's still on the board, like, do you take him at number 7?
Now, I did see something too. Somebody was saying that somebody wanted to jump up and get some teams that they want to get jump up to get on the 6th spot for Carolina, that if they were willing to do, they can give up the 6th round pick and
McCaffrey?
And McCaffrey.
Oh God. No, McCaffrey ain't going nowhere. Let's jump back to with the Bills. According to this, they need defensive line help. Cornerbacks, you got Micah Hyde, you got old boy from LSU, the cornerback. You have some solid linebacker. Emmons.
Yep,
he was a twin, right?
Tre'Davious White.
You got Tremont Evans, I believe his name is Emmons. His brother used to be a running back for the Saints, and his twin brother was also a linebacker for the Steelers. He's still there. You have some stuff to go with, but they says they need a receiver. Is Gabriel Davis still there? The white boy. He's not there anymore. He's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Richard's boy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I had
I forgot his name. We're ripping and running like professionals, knowing everything. Yeah, and all of a sudden, we're just brain farting. Here we are. But anyway, moving on. So let's go with the Buffalo Bills. Ronnie, what do you think would be the smart play here?
Well, the smart play, if they want to go defense, let's go with that Devontae Wyatt.
Defensive back. Defensive lineman,
yes,
out of Georgia.
Yes. He's another beast. If you watch that championship game from there, you know, when they played against Alabama, these defensive line, they were on that quarterback. They were rolling.
So let's go next up to the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee needs a little bit of help. They need a wide receiver, according to them. Corner PFF, wide receiver, guard, center, and edge rusher. So you got A.J. Brown. But A.J. Brown is threatening, like a lot of these guys, threatening to hold out for big contracts. Wow. So do you go nab a guy who can play outside? Because Julio Jones is gone. He's a free agent. A.J. is really the only guy they have. So you can go with the different spots. You can go with an interior lineman to help solidify that offensive line, help keep Tannehill up. We don't know how much longer he's going to be around. Guy like Sky Moore, wide receiver out of Western Michigan, I think could play outside the numbers and really complement A.J. Brown. I don't think he takes the top off like a lot of these other guys, but he would be a good pick. But you also have... The smart play would be Tyler Lindenbaum, center out of Iowa. He can stay at center. You can kick him into the interior line. Either way, it's never the sexy pick, but I feel like that would be the Mike Vrabel pick. Unless there's like a linebacker he absolutely loves or a defensive lineman that he absolutely loves. I just don't see it. But you also have Zion Johnson, guard out of Boston College. Would make a lot of sense, too. There's a few... Offensive lineman Tyler Smith, tackle out of Tulsa, is available here. There is some solid pieces here. We're towards the end of the first round. Ronnie, where's Tennessee going with the 26th pick?
Well, I'm looking at this one, and I've been watching some of these mock drafts that I've been seeing on TV, and then all the there's one. I don't know if we picked him or not, but see that guy from that Jahan Dotson from Penn State. They said he's coming. Going up chewing the boards.
Going with curveball. We're not even going to. PFF be damned. We're going to go with Dotson. Dotson is actually 56th, according to PFF. Next up, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think this is going to be an easy one. They're going to go interior line. Keep Brady upright. Brady's got a couple. He's retired, unretired.
Yeah.
He's back now. their guy, their, was he the center?
Yes.
He went, yeah. He joined Burrow up in, yes, up in Cincy, yes, man. So let's go, yes, ahead. Let's just speed run, yeah, this thing. Tyler Linderbaum, yeah, let's out
get
of
him.
Iowa.
Yeah, let's get him because he's going to be, he can help Brady.
Yeah. Guess who's back on the clock at number 28? The Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
So they already picked up a wide receiver earlier with Jameson Williams out of Alabama. They are here. They picked up a wide receiver. They can. They need offensive line help, according to PFF. We just talked about Sky Moore. What if, I don't think it's going to happen, but what if Aaron Rodgers gets two first-round wide receivers to play with?
Wow.
Because not only did Devontae Adams leave, but Scantling is gone too.
Ooh,
Scantling
MVS.
Is, yeah, he's with the Chiefs now.
He's with the Chiefs, yes. Marquez Valdez Scantling is with the Chiefs now, yes. Yeah. So MVS is gone.
Yep. So that's going to be interesting. So we got to breeze through this. We only got like 3 minutes left in the episode, and we're still at number 28.
Wow.
Oh, so let's rip through it. Let's go speed run it. Green Bay, who do they go? Number 28, Ronnie.
Who?
Do they go offensive line or wide receiver? Or do they go curveball and go somebody else randomly?
Let's go, and I think he needs to keep Aaron Rodgers up. Let's go with a guard. Let's go with offensive person.
Let's go with Zion Johnson.
Zion Johnson, guard out of Boston College.
Perfect. Moving on. Kansas City is their first. They get two picks back-to-back, number 29 to number 30. They also need wide receiver help since Tyreek Hill is out of the building. They also need defensive line and cornerback help. You have a guy like, I see two solid picks right in front of us, Sky Moore, yeah, Western Michigan, yeah, and Andrew Booth, who, yes, we were just, as we're looking at the path of the draft right now in the background, they were just highlighting Andrew Booth. They're also talking Saints select, like
Trevor Penning.
They would pick Trevor Penning and Devin Lloyd for the Saints at number 16, number 19.
So no wide receiver.
No wide receiver. Wow. Really?
Wow.
Wow. That's, no. That's,
unless they're thinking, because isn't, who's the one that they were saying from Cleveland? Odell Beckham's friend.
Jarvis Landry.
Jarvis Landry. If he, they would, unless they're thinking if he gets, if we pick him up, we have a wide receiver to complement
him. If we picked him up, and we'll pick him up after the draft, we don't get a receiver. But I think that's smokescreen. Anyway, let's breeze through it. Sky Moore, wide receiver, Western Michigan, at number 29, and Andrew Booth, cornerback out of Clemson, at number 30. All right, finally, we're at our last two picks of the draft. Number 31, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Joe Burrow led. They were just short, literally like 0.5 seconds away from a Super Bowl win. Joe Burrow was sacked 7 times in the Super Bowl. He fell down. Jamar Chase burned. Oh, boy, from the Rams. Oh, Lord.
That's
Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey.
Burned Ramsey. Ramsey was laying on the ground. But yeah, Burrow could have held on just for a hair.
But here's the thing: with if you watch that Super Bowl, Burrow needs help to protect him because that offensive line was.
Well, they just picked up three guys. That offensive line is completely revamped. The only person I saw that is coming back was actually the guard that got his ass whipped all night by Aaron Donald. But then again, what offensive lineman does not get their ass whipped by Aaron Donald?
Yeah, because Aaron Donald's a beast. I don't care what anybody says.
So let's move. Let's real quick. According to PFF, they need offensive line help. I think they go. I'm going to go ahead and pick this. I think they go cornerback out of Baylor, Jalen Petrie.
Oh.
Because they still have Eli Apple on that roster.
Oh, Eli Apple thinks he could have.
And finally, we're at our very last pick of the first round, and I think this one's going to be a very interesting pick. The Detroit Lions at number 32. This is the first round pick that they got from the Rams. I hate the Rams, but I absolutely love their the joke on the internet where it's like, F them kids, and then Stan Kroenke be like, F them picks.
Yes.
I think they don't have a pick until like the fourth round.
Wow.
Yeah, they trade away everything. They're really heavily invested in winning that Super Bowl this past year. So the Lions have the first, their pick, number 32. We gave them, oh, Lord, who do we give them? I think we gave them, Trevon Walker at number 2. So they got their defensive guy. Do they go quarterback for that fifth-year option? I would think so, because Jared Goff is definitely not the answer.
He's not the answer.
But what quarterback do you go?
Do you go Sam Howell? Do you go Desmond Ridder? Do you go my boy Matt Corral? Or do you go in another direction? I don't know who else you would go, but those are the consensus, yeah, the top five quarterbacks.
Well, if I go that, I'm thinking your boy Matt Corral.
You think Matt would go to the Lions?
I think your boy Matt Corral.
Rest in peace, Matt Corral, because he would not do it. Poor, he would die in Detroit. So that's that's the pick you would go?
Well, I don't know. I think he would do good, Spencer. I mean, everybody thinks that it's like the Browns, where it's like football purgatory. But I mean,
he just has no help. He would legitimately go to Detroit and have nobody to throw to. Is Galladay even? No, Galladay is gone. Galladay went to the Giants last year.
Yeah, he did.
St. Brown, Aquinas St. Brown, he's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, St. Brown isn't there anymore. I don't even know who their receivers are.
Well, yeah.
Golden Tate's not there anymore. And that's been for a few years.
So they would have, so basically, and what's their needs? They don't even have a wide receiver as their needs.
Yeah. Well, they need a quarterback, they need a linebacker. So I would think if they're still there and like Ridder, Howell, or Corral are there at number 32, I think they would go one of the three quarterbacks because you just get that fifth-year option. I think this is where one of these teams, like the Saints, like the Falcons, like Carolina, would call Detroit and nab that pick just to grab one of these quarterbacks at the very back end of the draft.
At the back end of the draft. Yeah. Because if you do, I mean, between... So the 32nd pick of the end of the first round, or like the up into the middle of the second round, it's about the same, you can say.
If we're going to go with real quick, and I know we're delaying for time, so we're past an hour into this podcast, and we still have one or two questions left to do. According to Pro Football Focus, Sam Howell is the best remaining quarterback available. His average draft ADP is 36.2. Desmond Ridder just ahead of him, though, at 35.9, although he is the 41st ranked quarterback. Matt Corral being disrespected at 53 with an ADP of 42.
Wow, your boy Matt Corral.
Hey, I'm okay with it, because if Matt Corral falls into the second round, why in the hell would we not trade it? Go get Matt Corral.
That's what I'm saying. If he drops,
I'd be okay with that.
Now, I'm thinking if he don't drop or somebody picks him first round, that's what I was saying about the Saints. Go get Sam Howell in the second round.
I don't see why we wouldn't, you know. Anyway, so let's end it here. Ronnie, with a 32nd pick in the NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select.
I say Matt Corral. Quarterback out of Mississippi.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Spencer and Ronnie's pre-draft mock draft special is officially done.
Yeah, and we'll see how well it works tomorrow.
we make it too done.
I would love to see if we can print this out, and then tomorrow watch
I'm
it.
I'm gonna post it on the Facebook page. It's doing the results right now. Post it. So it's actually giving us grades right now,
and then we can see and then we can go off of that, or we could.
So we'll go ahead. Let's breeze through it. There's no grades to it, but recap first: Jaguars would pick Aiden Hutchinson. The Lions at number 2 picking Trayvon Walker. Houston Texans at number 3 picking Kayvon Thibodeau. Ahmad Garner, cornerback out of Cincinnati, goes number 4 to the Jets. The Giants at number 5 pick Akeem Ekwonu. Number 6, Evan Neal, tackle of Alabama, goes to the Carolina Panthers. The New York Giants, with their 2nd pick in the first round, go with Jermaine Johnson, defensive end out of Florida. Number 8, the Atlanta Falcons get Garrett Wilson out of Ohio State. The Seattle Seahawks at number 9 pick up their quarterback of the future with Malik Willis. Number 10, the New York Jets select wide receiver Drake London. The Washington Commanders get N'Kobe Dean, linebacker out of Georgia. Derek Stingley out of LSU goes number 12 to the Minnesota Vikings. Charles Cross, tackle of Mississippi State, goes to Houston at number 13. The Baltimore Ravens get Trent McDuffie, cornerback out of Washington. The Philadelphia Eagles at number 15 get safety Kyle Hamilton. He slides down the board. Number 16, the first half of the draft, the Saints pick wide receiver Chris Olave out of Ohio State. Number 17, the Los Angeles Chargers get Bernard Raimann, tackle out of Michigan State. Philadelphia Eagles at number 18 get George Karloftis, end rusher out of Purdue. Saints at number 19 with their second pick get Trevor Penning, tackle out of Northern Iowa. Kenny Pickett stays home in Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Steelers at number 20. Devin Lloyd, linebacker out of Utah, goes to the New England Patriots at 21. Jameson Williams slide finally ends at number 22 to the Green Bay Packers. Treylon Burks, wide receiver out of Arkansas, goes to the Arizona Cardinals at number 23. Cowboys at 24 get Jordan Davis, defensive end from Georgia. Also, he followed up with defensive end from Georgia, Devontae White, to the Buffalo Bills at number 25. Jahan Dotson, wide receiver from Penn State, goes to the Tennessee Titans. Number 27, Tampa Bay Buccaneers will select Tyler Lindenbaum, center out of Iowa. The Green Bay Packers with a second first-round pick is Zion Johnson, guard out of Boston College. Sky Moore, wide receiver from Western Michigan, goes to the Kansas City Chiefs with their first pick. And Andrew Booth with number 30 to the out of Clemson, also to Kansas City. Eli Apple's days are numbered in Cincinnati with Jalen Petrie joining in the first round. And Matt Corral, my boy, out of Ole Miss, joins the Detroit Lions. His career is already dead.
Well, at number 32 to the Detroit Lions. He might strive. He might be a future Hall of Famer over there. You don't know that.
We'll see. Real quick, if you had to pick a team that is not drafting in the first round to trade back up into the first round, who are you picking?
Let's see. Which teams don't have a first round.
So you would have, let's see, let me pull up the list here of the teams that do not have first round picks. That is the Chicago Bears, the Indianapolis Colts, the Cleveland Browns, 49ers, the Broncos, the Raiders, the Dolphins, or the Rams. Chicago has the 39th pick.
Yeah.
Colts have the 42nd pick. The Browns have the 44th pick.
If they would want to jump up to get a quarterback, but all these ones already have their future quarterbacks. Chicago has their future quarterbacks.
Well, I think the Colts would be that team to jump up from 42 to 32, move up 10 spots to grab a quarterback that they like. Because
they have Matt.
Ryan's 38 years old. He is 38 with a new team. Phillip Rivers struggled with a brand new team. Carson Wentz struggled with a brand new team. I don't see Matt Ryan doing that much better.
You can say that, but here's the thing about
everybody else has a quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah, but what do you give up? How much? What do they do? Oh, they you have would, to give up. That's
you,
the
you
thing.
You would bundle enough picks to move up from 42 to 32. It's not that high of a jump. That's why I think it's the most realistic. I just don't see the Bears trading up because, again, they have Justin Fields.
Yeah, that's what I said. They have Justin Fields. They have their wide receivers. They have enough wide receivers. Who? They have some good wide receivers.
The Colts?
No, I'll say the Bears.
Who?
Which one? Wasn't it the...
They don't have anybody. They got that one slot receiver. And his name escapes me at the moment. He's it. That's all they have.
Okay, well, then he would be the one they would jump up to get a wide receiver then.
You think they would jump up to in the first round? That would be a hell of a jump to go up and get a guy in the first round, though. I don't know. These are questions that are going to be answered tomorrow at the NFL draft. All the guys will be here. We may stream live. We may not. Don't know. Guess you just have to tune in and find out. But until then, that is the end of our pre-draft special. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us today, tomorrow morning, before the draft. Over under, Ronnie, how many picks did we get right?
I would say over.
If you had to set the benchmark, how many of them you think we got right? It's a trick question, Ronnie. We're supposed to be perfect. We got that. Every pick is on the money.
We'll see about that.
The under over is five.
Well, okay. Well, I'm gonna go generous. I say over 10.
You think we're gonna get 10?
Yeah.
10?
Yeah, oh, we'll God. Get 10.
Oh, I hope
we'll,
so.
We'll see.
I hope so.
We'll see 10.
Until then.
Okay, because 10 would be at least.
No. That's not happening. We'll see. What is happening is we're gonna get it. Let's get out of here.
Thank you for joining me, Ronnie. So we're going to start doing more stuff more often. Ronnie and I are going to be taking over wrestling duties. So we're going to do our wrestling podcast, you and I.
Yes.
We're going to be talking a lot more. Meanwhile, Richard and Brandon and I will be doing, we'll be covering a lot of the football, but Ronnie's still going to be here to help contribute with all that. So keep up with us, please. We enjoy doing this. We can't wait to do this again. It's been a year and a half. It's like an itch that just could not scratch and let go away.
Yeah.
Take that for what it's worth. Thank you guys, and have a great night. Bye-bye.